This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Yud Beis. And the Mechaber said, if all the strings of the tzitzis snapped, but you have enough of Kedei Aniva to go around all of them together, it's kosher. But if you don't have Kedei Aniva, so then even on one string that the entire string snapped, that you don't have Kedei Aniva, there was a suffix in the Mishneh Berurah whether you could be Mitztarei for a half a Kedei Aniva and a half a Kedei Aniva. So we say it's pasul. Therefore, the Mechaber said, since each string is divided into two, is doubled over, if two strings snap, it's pasul. Why? Because maybe they're the same string. Meaning, if you knew for sure there were different strings, you're okay, because even though you don't have Kedei Aniva on one end, you could have it on the other end. But if you have two strings, they're snapped, you have to be choshesh. Maybe it's the same string. Yesterday we dealt with Rabbi Yashiv's Kashawa, and you follow the Roiv. Probably it's not the same string. So he said, well, you can't rely on a Roiv. You could just unravel it and figure it out. But you have to assume it's the same string. Says the Mechaber, we'll read one more time on the second line. Now, based on what we are careful at the time we make the tzitzis, we put some kind of sign on the four ends. That the four strings are always on one side, and the other four then come out of the other side. Even though you're winding and you're tying, and you're winding and you're tying, we're makbid that four strings that started on the right remain on the right. The four strings that start on the left remain on the left. Then we say, if two strings snap on one side, kosher. Why? They're for sure two different strings. And you have on each end the second half, the second end. You have on the other end the second half, which is more than Kedei Aniva. Okay. Now we're going to see Monday, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But now let's focus on what the Mechaber just said. Namely, if two strings snap on one side, it's going to be kosher, because they're definitely two different strings. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkat and Zayin, Hu hadin afilu kol harashim nifsku mitzad echad. You know what? The truth is, if all four strings on one end were snapped, u'me'arba rashim shemitzad hasheni, and the four strings on the other end, lo yinishnayir b'chol echad rak kedei aniva, you only have Kedei Aniva, Gam Kein Kasher. It's still Kasher. Why? Because each string you have Kedei Aniva. Deloy Nifsa L'Dei Azurakim Chaser Chud Echad B'Shnei Rashav. According to this Shita, only if one string is snapped on two sides. But if all four strings are snapped on one side, but on the other side, they're the way they were made, they're Yud Beis Gudam, they're good. You have Kedei Aniva, they're good. So why the Mechaber say, Umash Kaza Mechaber Shari Yesh Barosh Hasheni Yoyser Mekedei Aniva? That which the Mechaber said that you have on the second end more than Kedei Aniva, Lav Dafkahu. What does the Mishneh Berurah here mean? Is Mishneh Berurah bothered? Why does the Mechaber say you have on the second side more than Kedei Aniva? He should just say because you have Kedei Aniva. Why does it need to be more than Kedei Aniva? There is no shear, it has to be more than Kedei Aniva. The Mechaber started off saying, Kedei Aniva. So Yoyser Mekedei Aniva is not Dafka. He's just saying, because the other end, it's a regular long string. But the truth is, you don't need more than Kedei Aniva, and you also don't need only, it's not only okay if two strings on one side are snapped, even if all four. Sheila, here's a Sheila. Chutei atzitza shenivzuchu b'chazer k'sharan. Im mayo mashenasu shleim al-yidei k'shira. Interesting question. Let's say the tzitza snapped, and you just want to tie them. You want to tie it. You have a string, and it's snapped, and it's short. Could you tie it and make it kosher? Does it help to become shalem by tying it? The achronim conclude, the din ahachi, here's the din. If in the beginning, before you made the tzitzis on the string snapped. And you tied it with a permanent knot. And says, then you made tzitzis kasher. Tying is a complete chibur. Or after it was made, let's say one end snapped. After you put the tzitzis in the beged, afim lo nishtar b'kidei aniva, even if you don't have kidei aniva, mahani l'kasher atu will help to tie it now. Because right now the string is still kasher because you have enough string on the other side. Elamai, it's not l'chadchila because it's snapped on one side. Okay, but it's kosher. So you want to make it l'chadchila, you could tie it. And what if afterwards the other side snaps? It's okay, because at the time you tied the side that snapped, you had the other side redeeming it. Since at the time that you tied it, the tzitzis were kosher. So in other words, so long as you're not making it kosher after the fact, you could tie it. But what if the tzitzis snapped in a way that they became pasul? Let's say the two ends snapped. And you don't have kidei aniva on either end. Or the string snapped in the where you put it in the hole. It's not going to help if you tie it afterwards. This is all included in Tasa V'loimina Asoi. This is all Pashut. I think the only novelty here is that tying is a valid Chibur. And therefore, if before you put the strings into the tzitzis, you had two halves and you tied it, that's a connection. If the string was too short at the time you made it, it's not going to help. What afterwards, you tied it, after you wind it and tied it, the first winding. Meaning you can't put in a puzzle string, wind it and tie it, and then make a knot to make the string long enough. That's for sure making it kosher after the fact. Okay, that's all, folks. So we're going to continue Bez Hashem Monday. We'll see the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't have all four strings snapped. You have to have two whole strings. And Bez Hashem will try to understand that on Monday. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.